It's fun to be inquisitive. Be nosy. Stick to your passion. Find out more for yourself. Quest is fun. Join me, Tristan Pang, on a journey of inspiration. Welcome to Youth Voices.
Hello everyone, welcome to my show. This is your host Tristan Pang on Planet FM 104.6, Youth Voices. Great to have your company here today. Today is a very special show. Soon, I'm going to have one of my old friends, John Hanna, on the show. I interviewed John when he was about at the end of year 9 a couple of years back, and we're so lucky to have him in the studio today when he is 17 years of age. Hello John, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi Tristan, thanks for having me once again.
So what are you up to now? What are you doing?
Well, I've just left, that's been a little while, but I've left year 12. I'm now a building apprentice, building with Adam Cruikshank from Cruikshank Builders. Go Adam.
And, wow, well done John. Yeah, so thanks. You're doing a job now, right?
Yep.
How does it feel to...
Full-time work.
How does full-time work do? So 9 to 5 days or what is it?
Yeah, you are Monday to Friday, 7:30 to 5, 5:30 sometimes, depending on the job. And yeah, it's pretty good. A little stressful at times, but also quite relaxing. Just depends on the job, it's good.
That's good to hear. So you said you were a building apprentice. What does that mean? So you're doing a lot of building on building sites? Yeah. What other things do you do?
Yeah. Mostly just building construction work. But we also do a little bit of everything, a little bit of grounds work and a touch of painting, not too much.
I see.
But we can build our own frames, roofing, flooring, cladding. All kinds of stuff, yeah.
Wow. So you're an apprentice as well, so that means you have to do some form of training, right? Yeah. What does that training involve?
Well, my boss, Adam, is my trainer as such, and he will teach me the physical side of building and everything I need to know about building on-site safety and work guides and how to do things the right way and how to go about them. And then there's also a paperwork side of things, which is with a company, a BCITO company. I get 3 boxes of bookwork. First box is kind of like a theory reading. You read all your information. And the second box is just the writing part, a little like exams, I guess. And then the assessor will come every 3 months, and he'll ask questions. And if we answer correctly, we will have unit standards signed off, and the quicker you can sign off the bookwork, the quicker you get your apprenticeship done.
Oh, cool. So, yeah. How long would that take you? Well, take a normal person?
3 to 4 years.
Oh, that's a long time. So you're about 1 year into it, right? So
you've got about 1 year into it. A few more months until it's 1 year, but yeah, getting there.
So a couple more years.
You'll
be a fully qualified builder.
That's right. I'll be able to contract as a builder out to any company I like, or just stay with the company I'm working with, really.
That's really amazing.
Yeah, quite good. Work by myself also if I wanted to. And yeah, start my own business, anything like that once I'm fully qualified. Mm.
Right. So, John, working full time is very busy, right? So
very busy.
How do you feel about it? How tired do you get? And what do you do after you finish work? What do you do in your free time, John?
Well, when I first started working, it was very, very tiring. We used to work from 7:30 to 5:30. I never really worked that long in my life. So usually when I got home, I'd just have a shower and have a sleep for a few hours and then get up and think about dinner. But since then, you kind of get used to it after a little while, and it just becomes, you know, your second nature. So now I just get home and have something to eat, maybe ask a few mates over and we'll chat about a day and whatever. And yeah, maybe I'll go out for the evening somewhere or go fishing sometimes. Just depends, you know.
That's cool. You mentioned fishing. Do you fish a lot, John?
A little bit. Here and there, we got a little spot that me and my mate like to go fishing. It's good.
That's cool. What's the biggest fish you've ever fished?
Good point. I have no idea what the size was, but it was rather massive. I caught it on a boat with my mate.
Was it a snapper?
What was it? Snapper. I think it was a snapper. I'm not 100% sure. I'd have to check. Yeah.
And did you end up eating it afterwards?
Of course.
How do you make on a nice barbecue? Or?
We usually fry it up, actually. Oh, okay. On the boat, we fry it up with a little bit of pan-fried butter. And you have it, you catch it in the morning and have it for breakfast. So it's very fresh, delicious. Mm. It's a wonderful way to eat your fish, I reckon.
Is fish one of your most favorite foods?
I can't choose a favorite food, but I'd say it's one of them for sure, yeah.
Yeah, other favorite foods do you have? What does a typical day look like for you out at work, John?
Well, I'll usually get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I'll have a shower, have breakfast, get all my tools together. They're not already in my car. And sort of that kind of stuff out. I like to get work a little early so I don't go straight into it. You know, just have a little bit of a break, drink a coffee or whatever. And then start by setting up everything. So all your extension cords out and power tools ready to go. And by 7:30 we're into it. And your first break is at 10 o'clock, I think. Yes, 10 o'clock, sorry. 10 o'clock. And then you have a 30-minute break. So that's 10:30. And then back into it again to 1 o'clock. And then another 30-minute break to 1:30. And then work till 5 or 5:30 and head home. Hope it's not traffic. If it is traffic.
Auckland traffic, as we all know.
We all know it's very bad, but, you know, anyway. It's a stressful kind of... anyways. And then get home, have a nice hot shower, get changed, and then decide what to do for the rest of the evening, really. And yeah.
Wow, that's good.
That's typical work day, I guess.
So, John, after you get your... Well, you complete your apprenticeship in a couple of years' time.
Yes.
What do you plan to do?
Well... There's a few different options for me, I reckon. I could, firstly, just continue working alongside Adam, my boss. That'd be pretty relaxed side of life. Or I could try something new. Could join the military. I could either in the military build, or I could just change the tactics completely and just, be an infantryman, which I've always wanted to do since quite a young age. So I could try that out. I'm quite keen on trying that out, actually. Otherwise, here's another. I could start a business, but I'm not 100% sure if I'd want to do that yet. Maybe when I came back from the military or something like that, I'd think about starting my own business up. Mm. But I reckon getting a trade behind you, you know, before you do something else is quite a good idea. So you have something to fall back on.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, there are just a few different options. Really haven't thought about it too much.
Got a bit of time.
Got a little bit of time, but, you know, I do think about it occasionally, yeah.
Yeah, let's backtrack a little bit to the military part. So you used to do cadets, right?
Yes, back in, what year was it? Must have been year 11? No, year 10. Year 10, I think. I'm not 100% sure. Can't remember. It was a little while back.
No worries.
But did cadets. It was great.
Was that fun cadets. For you?
Very fun.
So what did you do? What type of training did you do? A lot of running? Yeah.
Lots of physical exercise, PT. We used to have camps. It was a MESH. I can't remember what it stands for now. I did once. There was a Jaffa camp, a few different military camps out in the bush. Mm-hmm. You know, you do all kinds of bushcraft and build your own huts and sleep in them overnight and hope it didn't, you know, rain or anything. Survival shelters. You know, you learn all your firearms drill and bits and pieces and medical side of things as well, you know, how to wrap bandages and how to fix wounds and what to do and what not to do, all that kind of stuff, and how to make stretches, everything. It was very good. We used to do overnight missions just for fun, you know, nothing too, you know. So we'd do one from like 10 o'clock till 2 in the morning, and we'd have to try and get from point A to point B without being found and stuff like that.
Okay,
so
that sounds really fun.
Great fun.
Did you manage to do that without getting found?
Yeah, once or twice. We had a few games. You get pretty good at it after a while. But you did that a few nights in a row. It was great. Yeah.
That sounds really fun.
Yeah, good fun. I suggest it to anyone out there that wants to do a bit of, you know, something different. It's great. You learn a lot of discipline the first mentally and physically as well. It's good.
Cool. Yeah. So what actually drives you to want to go into military? What's the cause here? yes. going into military or planning to go into military force?
That's a good question. Well, I was pretty keen on the price that a military gets, and I heard about military cadets or army cadets, whatever you want to call it, and I decided to join, and my passion for it really grew from there. Just kind of, learning how to kind of survive in tough situations. And all kinds of, you know, the medical side of stuff as well, you know, learning how to look after people and all that kind of thing. And the physical endurance of it as well, I was really keen on that. That was nice. And the mental toughness of it strengthens you really well mentally.
Yeah,
and I reckon that's certainly a very good skill to have as a mental toughness.
So, John, would you say that having gone into military cadets, did that help you do what you're doing now, doing your job?
Yeah, well, not so much help, but it gave me a few of the skills I needed. So I had a little bit of a kickstart once I started building. Gave me mental strength. And because you're working really long days, once I started, I never worked like that before, but I had a little bit of mental strength there before I'd started, so I could, you know, could just keep pushing, keep
that's
working.
Definitely and useful, it's very for, useful for you know? And for anyone, actually.
Yeah.
Having mental strength, having that perseverance.
Yeah, perseverance, that's the perfect word for it. And yeah, just, you know, just keep on going, keep on working.
Well, we'll see, John.
You kind of, you get used to it after a while, just like anything, you know. You do it for long enough and you get used to it, and it's good. Get into a bit of a program or a routine, and it's good.
So later on, after your apprenticeship, you said you might want to go into the armed forces.
Not straight away. I'll probably build for a while.
Build for a while and after a while go into army. Kind of, what do you... Why is that?
I want to get out of it.
What do you want to get out of it?
What I'd like to get out of it... Well, why I wanted to join was... basically just, serving for a purpose, you know, and trying to stop or help stop worse side of society kind of, you know, tearing away at it, us as a country, you know, or any other country, in fact, you know, just even... freedom keeping or, you know, peace, fighting for peace or anything like that, really. And just fighting for a cause and for a country. I think that's quite a good thing to do.
Yeah, that's definitely a very good cause.
And whatever they may be in the army, I'm not sure yet. I'll figure that out when I'm in there, I guess. And also, like I said before, I just really want to develop a mental and physical toughness because I think that'd be really useful to just have throughout my life, even once I've finished being in the military, you know, even if that's after a few years, you know. Just also all the skills you gain from it, you can, you know, use it for life. Yeah, they don't disappear, and you're like, you know, like you never learned them. You have them for life, and you can use them with anything, really. So yeah, that's pretty much why I would like to do it.
That is very cool, John. Yeah. Well said. So, John, at work, you're working with people way above your age, right? About the youngest person above you is 24, right?
Yeah, 24. Wow, the youngest person is about 20, ranges from 20 to 32, I think, is the oldest guy.
Okay,
in there,
so, and you're 17, so you're a lot younger than
others.
How does that feel? How do you have to make yourself more mature so that they think of you like them, or...?
Well, you don't have to make yourself more mature. You're more just mature naturally by working with them.
That's true.
As they, you know, as adults, they have families, they've got kids, you know, they're just much more mature because they've lived through a lot of their life, they've been through a lot more stuff, and so working with them, you do mature very quite quickly, it's a good thing. I think that's a very good thing, to have a maturity level at quite a young age, you know. Keeps you out of trouble a little.
And you get along with your co-workers very well?
Yeah, very well. We're all like a big family. It's nice. It's nice.
That's
in
good
a trade,
too.
Most trades like that. You know, you're a big family. You just work along together, have a few laughs, have a few jokes. You know, it's good.
Very inspiring, John. Thanks a lot for coming on my show, John.
No worries.
For agreeing.
Thanks for having me on the show. It was a great time. Yeah.
So if you want to listen to any of my other shows, please visit my website, www.questisfun.org.nz/youthvoices. That's QUEST-IS-FUN.ORG.NZ/youthvoices. So that's it from us. See you next month. Goodbye.
See you later. We'll
Join me again for another exciting program next month on the first Wednesday at 2:10 p.m. or listen anytime online at planetaudio.org.nz/youthvoices or listen to the archive on my website www.questisfun.org.nz/youthvoices. Youth Voices.